Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:26 Greenwich Mean Time. Today is February 13th. Well, today we saw the majority of markets in Asia were open after the New Year holiday. The exception, of course, is in China and in Taiwan, where the market, at least in the mainland China indices, will be closed for the full week. The majority of markets opened up with really quite positive returns, and Thailand and the Philippines in particular moved on to hit new highs. The Indonesian market was also really quite firm, and the Nikkei, which has been really moving in lockstep with the deterioration of the yen versus the dollar, was a bit weaker in here today, and it was down about 1%. Considering the extent to which the Nikkei has surged over the last 2 months and how quickly the yen has deteriorated, then there is room for some consolidation here. But until we start to see the yen's progression of lower rally highs or the dollar's progression of higher reaction lows against the yen getting taken out, then we would have to give the benefit of the doubt to this short-term advance being extended. In Europe today, the FTSE stood out because not so much because of its absolute performance, but by the fact that it went on to hit a new recovery high. And this is against a background where the pound is really quite weak, and it was weaker today against the dollar by over a full cent. And that's against a background where the euro was actually pretty much unchanged. And gilts today were down by over a full point. The UK has made absolutely no secret of the fact that it is attempting to inflate its way out of trouble. Negative real interest rates have been a feature of the market for quite a while, and with inflation running at over 2% and the quantitative easing that has been engaged in by the Bank of England, there is no question that the policy is to attempt to moderately inflate their way out of trouble. And this is where the pound is really getting battered, because the UK has its own currency, and that's obviously where there is a major difference between it and some of the European countries. And while the Conservative government has attempted to rein in deficits, we're still at very wide levels, and economic growth is disappointing. So where the brunt of the effect is being felt is in the currency. So while the FTSE is moving on to hit new recovery highs, if one were to look at that in another currency, such as the US dollar, then it's nowhere near hitting a new recovery high. And the deterioration of the pound over the last couple of weeks has really flattered the index. And as long as we see that the pound continues to deteriorate, then that is going to act as a tailwind to the nominal value of the FTSE. Of course, the FTSE is also populated by a considerable number of global businesses which have a vast expanse of earning potential on the global economy, and all those earnings will be redenominated back into pounds, and that will also help to flatter those earnings. So from a stock market perspective, this is quite a positive. From a bond market perspective, it looks like the pound is going to get weaker and that yields are going to go higher. And I don't know, but I am rather curious as to at what point do yields have to rise to for the UK government to have a problem with its funding. And that is a rather interesting question, considering the trajectory of yields at the current juncture. When we look at the rest of Europe, we've seen that the corrective phase that was a risk for the majority of markets was really most felt in Europe. And the Stoxx 50 has pulled right back to the 2600 area and has firmed over the last week and that represents the region of the 200-day moving average and the upper side of the underlying trading range, and it's just where we would like to see support found if the advance that's been in evidence since November is to remain consistent, and that certainly appears to be the case. With UK banks doing really very well, and European banks bouncing just where they needed to, and US banks breaking out of what has been a four-year base. JP Morgan today hit a new four-year high, and the asset managers in the US and in the UK are leading the financial sector higher, and that has been the case for at least 4 or 5 months now. And with banking sectors leading in just about all jurisdictions, that is really quite a positive from the perspective of stock markets generally. As liquidity providers, one would expect banks to at least perform in line with the market in a bull environment, and that the fact that they are outperforming is really very supportive of the medium-term bullish hypothesis. In the commodity markets in here today, we saw that gold was down by about $8. It continues to hover here in the region of 1650, and this represents the lower side of what has been a two-month range. If the medium-term bullish hypothesis is to be reasserted, then it will need to sustain a move above $1,700. And until it does, then we're likely to remain in this rangy, choppy environment. Platinum, having been as high as $1,735 in here today, closed out the day just up $5 at $1,722. We continue to see that both platinum and palladium have been leading the market higher, but they haven't been able to really improve upon that performance over the last while. And the fact that we have this more bullish environment in stock markets, and that a number of the things that people had previously been worrying about are being pushed to the sidelines, has decreased the allure of the precious metals, at least in the very short term. However, these remain really quite tight markets, and we haven't had the kind of supply explosion in precious metals that we've seen, for example, in natural gas. And since that remains the case, then it is a demand story. And if demand were to be given a momentum move in which to really start to get enthused once again about precious metals, then we would see this market and the precious metals generally doing substantially better. Elsewhere in the commodity sector, the grains and beans were pretty quiet, and Brent crude is holding here below $120, and it's been here now for the last three or four sessions, and it closed out the day up a little bit in the region of 118. And while a bit overbought in the very short term, it does look like that Brent is going to go higher here, and this spread between WTI and Brent crude is likely to widen even further. And this is most likely due to the fact that Saudi Arabia has been curtailing supply over the last few months, and that has definitely helped to support the markets. And that's really more of a concern for Brent than, of course, it is for WTI, and that helps to explain the fact that that spread has started to widen out again in recent history. But if we start to see that Brent is starting to take out the 120 level, then that is going to act as a headwind to stock markets, perhaps not in the very short term, but certainly over the medium term, because it will be a tax on economic growth. So that is a potential problem out there on the horizon. And the higher government bond yields go, and the commonality in the sector is really very powerful, and we're starting to see that a number have pushed back above their 200-day moving averages on the yield. And when we look at the flow of cash out of bonds and into potentially equities and other risk assets, then that could be the beginning of a substantial move that is likely to move gradually, but could be the fuel to help a bull market in equities to continue over the coming years. We have had an impressive move over the last 2 months, and not least since the November lows. So we are presented with short-term overbought conditions. But as long as this flow of capital continues to fuel what has been a very impressive liquidity fuel rally, then we have to continue to give the benefit of the doubt to the upside. And until we start to see clear downward dynamics across a wide number of these markets, and we start to see some strength come back into government bonds, then we have to continue to give the benefit of the doubt to the upside. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening, and I wish all the best to all of you.